We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Taking you on a journey for the pursuit of PPC. Welcome to PPC Rockstars. Get ready to rumble through the latest PPC news and views from around the blogosphere. Learn from our host and the PPC pros that will take you to the promised land of PPC profit. We're cashing in the clicks with the PPC Rockstars. Here's your host, David Zatella.
Hey, PPC friends. Yes, another episode of PPC Rockstars. And today we have a first-time guest. And the first guest we've ever had from outside the United States in the country of Italy. And that is my one of my new best friends, Gianpaolo LoRusso from AdWorld Experience and a couple other things that we'll talk about in a second. So welcome.
Hi to everyone, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. So Gianpaolo and I, we're recording this in late May. We just collaborated on a marathon job.
Small marathon, yeah.
That's right, which was putting together the first paid search association conference. And Gianpaolo did a fantastic job of organizing the content and reining in all of the crazy speakers. And I thought it came out well. So thank you and congratulations.
Yeah, but they were the best you can find in the world. So
truly,
it was quite easy to do.
Right. So for those of you who are not yet members of the Paid Search Association, it's paidsearch.org, and we are about to post the video files of the presentations that were given at the conference. So you can find those when you become a member on the paidsearch.org site. So back to Gianpaolo, we've been working together for several months, and out of all the people that are on the board, I think you're one of the people that I know the least. So let's just talk about you for a little while. What were you doing before you got into the search industry?
I can't remember.
Well, I know that feeling.
It's true. I was. It all started, I think, as it happened to a lot of people in SEO.
Okay.
In 2002, I okay. think. I'm one of the first Italian professionals who specialized in search engines, organic results at the beginning, and then after, I think after 2008, around 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago, in paid advertising, which now is quite a mature market here in Italy. But when I started, of course, it was difficult even to have a distinction of roles more than 10 years ago. You simply did SEO and advertising
right.
because it was the same thing.
right. And frequently email marketing and affiliate and other things as well.
Yeah, exactly. I've never been too much addicted to affiliate marketing. I've had several experiences in email marketing. Mm-hmm. I wrote also a book on the topic.
Really?
Yeah, an e-book actually. Uh-huh. 15 years ago, okay. More or less.
Wow.
And then I wrote the what is the bestseller in Italy about Google Ads, bestseller ever.
And that's Agile Google Ads, right?
Yeah, it's Google. Esatto, exactly. Agile Google Ads, which is now, because it has been republished, the second edition, which is now among the top five books in internet category in Amazon.it, of course.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy with it.
That's quite an accomplishment. Now, did you obviously you wrote it in Italian first? I would assume.
Yeah, and I've been translating it for 3 years.
Wow.
Well. More or less. No. I actually had. I'm on my route to translate it.
Okay.
I will of course translate the second edition directly.
Right.
And I think in a couple of months it should be available.
Wow. That's why I said that you were obviously very busy. I wrote a book myself, and I tried to do that and run a business and do a lot of other things at the same time. And boy, that's difficult, huh?
Yeah, it's a little easier if you have a first edition, which has sold so much.
Right, good point.
So many copies. So you have a good starting point.
Good incentive. So when you started out in 2003, 2000 to 2008, were you a consultant? Did you have an agency? What?
No, I was part of an agency.
Okay.
I was the marketing manager of an agency. It was a web agency, so we did websites and all the web marketing stuff.
Okay.
Connected to them. Afterwards, I became a freelance in 2007, I think.
Okay.
That point from on, I was working on as a freelance professional for many agencies.
Okay.
And direct customers, direct advertisers.
Sure. Okay. Interesting. So you must have been one of the few people in Italy who were doing that at the time.
Yeah. We were at the beginning. We were a couple of hundred people doing that. We all know each other. Because of course, it right. was quite a restricted gang of guys.
Right.
We were all males. It was like a military, an old military rejoining nice. When we met.
Nice.
But it was fun because this is the reason why all the sector in Italy is we are competitors, but the fact that we know each other and we respect each other is a great help, of course, because we have a lot of great events and common initiatives which have contributed in the course of these years to make our market one of the most advanced in Europe, I think.
Interesting.
Of course, we don't have numbers, the numbers of UK and Germany, But we are on the same level of France and other large nations in Europe. And in some respects, we are a little ahead. For instance, in Italy, we have a lot of smartphones. We use them mainly to call. But we have a lot of, I think we are one of the most, one of the countries in the world in which smartphone penetration is higher. I don't know exactly why, because we're not really able to use for the web. but we are calling with very advanced smartphones.
Interesting. Hey, listen, we need to, we have some commercials, we have some advertisements. So we need to listen to them right now. And listeners, don't go away. And Gianpaolo, please stay with us.
PPC Rockstars. We'll be back after we click through our sponsors.
Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
The pursuit of PPC continues. Welcome back to PPC Rockstars. Here's your host, David Zatella.
And we're back with Gianpaolo Russo. And talking about his very interesting background. So let's see. You became a freelancer. And I guess it was within 4 or 5 years you started the... Well, let me back up for a second. I really understand the concept of having a small group of people all doing the same thing and meeting for the first time and really enjoying each other's company and sharing information. Where would you meet these people? Were there conferences within Italy, or did you have to travel?
Yeah, of course. At the beginning, I mean. Around 2005, 2006, we were traveling around. But it was so at early stage that even in Europe, there wasn't so much to follow up. We are quite lucky here in Italy because we have a strong community, a very old one. And we have another one even stronger that now doesn't exist anymore since the beginning. So we had one really big event, big for Italian numbers, of course. It has been held by since 2005 to 2012.
Okay.
And it was the main event for this market.
What was that called?
It was called SEO Web Marketing Experience.
Okay.
Which has been the ancestor even of my my conference. So
okay.
My conference is called Outbound Experience because of that, because there was a very renowned event, very successful event on SEO which ran for I think 7 or 8 years in Italy. So I called mine Outbound Experience.
Gotcha.
After that, a strong community, which now is one of the largest SEO events in Europe and in the world, because they have an event which now counts on, I think, 7,000-8,000 of participants.
Good Lord.
Every time, every edition. Which was held for since 2015, I think, till now.
That's huge.
It is around. It's I think even more, even before, because it's now around the 12th edition. So, of course, it has been delayed.
Right.
it was scheduled on June. Yeah, at the beginning of June.
Okay.
But now they postponed it to November, if I remember.
Okay. So let's talk about AdWorld Experience. Well, what was it that caused you to start that up?
It was the necessity to grow in knowledge of the platform.
Okay.
At the beginning, it was not so easy to share information. No one wanted to say nothing really relevant about how to run AdWords. It was tough to start. And then with some friends of the same industry, we thought, okay, why don't we share our knowledge on how to run campaigns, just to know best practices before they came to the common knowledge.
Yep.
And it was the beginning. The first edition of AdWord Experience was on 2012.
Okay.
And it was around 150 participants. It has been grown steadily since then, but the format more or less is all fixed on all focused on real case studies,
right.
Real case studies, PPC case studies.
Right.
Afterwards, CRO case studies came along, and at the end we switched on 2 days. First days. The first day you have advanced seminar, a traditional conference frontal seminars.
Okay.
And the second day only PPC and CRO real cases. So,
okay.
That's the peculiarity of the event, and it has been like that since the beginning.
Okay, so the first day is traditional presentations. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay, and then the second day is case studies and.
Exactly, only case studies.
Now, how does that work? Do the speakers bring along a representative of the client to do a presentation?
It happens. Many times they are advertisers themselves. Company which runs advertising with people on their own. Sometimes more often, of course, they are people from specialists from agencies, SEM specialists from agencies, or freelancers. Because in Italy we have the average dimension of the consultants in this field is quite low. So
okay.
There are a lot of freelance professionals, and the average dimension of SEM agency or even web marketing agency more in general is around, I think, a lot of them, I think more of the half of them is under 10 person.
Okay.
There is a 20% around 20, 30 persons, and then above.
Okay.
But the average number of people working in web marketing agencies is quite low still now in Italy.
Okay. Now, does that mean that there are a bigger percentage of professionals working in-house?
Yeah, actually, I've run just now. I'm just to publish tomorrow the results of a survey done on an Italian level on the,
okay.
the state of PPC
okay.
In Italy, and the results confirm that the average. There are a lot of in-house professionals. Around 30% of respondents to this survey were in-house professionals. Then there are around 30% freelancers, and then 30% of agencies.
Gotcha.
So the market is more or less divided in three parts.
Right. You know, that just a side note, we don't do that a lot in the US search conferences. In other words, when I say that, I mean presents case studies. It's best practices, it's thought leadership, and I'd like to see more of that in the US conferences. We'll have to think about that for the next PSA conference.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful idea because case studies are good for beginners and for advanced professionals. This is the big pro of going on case studies. Of course, if the speaker knows how to do it.
Right.
But you can have advanced insights and know even more basic things. While the more traditional frontal speeches are a little boring if you are a little advanced,
right.
Unless you have a very good professional and an advanced level in the presentation. So I think the case studies are the solution for both levels.
I agree with you. Hey, hold on for just a second. We've got a few more messages from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
PPC Rockstars. We'll be back after we click through our sponsors.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.FM and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.FM.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
The pursuit of PPC continues. Welcome back to PPC Rockstars. Here's your host, David Zatella.
And we're back coming into the home stretch with Gianpaolo LaRusso. So what's next for AdWorld's experience?
I hope the conference will get even more known in around the world, at least in Europe. We are already the largest European PPC conference, PPC focused conference. But I think we are far far away from reaching the dimension we could reach without big problems. I'm quite proud to run it in Italy. I'm sure that if I would move it from Italy to Germany or England, it could be more easy to reach this target. But I like to have it in my country because I think we also have a mission to spread our learnings, our findings. So
yes.
I really like to have it in Italy. I don't know if I'm going to have some other events like that somewhere else. If you want to organize something, let me know. But I think we will keep an Italian event also because Italy is one of the most wonderful countries in Italy. So in
Europe,
in the world,
yeah.
So it would be, a pleasure for everyone to come here and to have both. A wonderful surrounding and a conference of an high level conference.
Right. So you've postponed this year's conference, and when has it been rescheduled for?
It has been rescheduled for October the 15th and 16th.
Okay.
I hope we will be okay with with the virus by then. Numbers are going steadily down, in a couple of weeks, cinema and theaters should open. We will have some restrictions, of course. But I'm still also optimistic about a treatment of coronavirus, not a vaccine, but a treatment, because a treatment which lower the mortality rate will of course downgrade this virus to a normal influence, a normal flu. So it would solve a lot of issues.
Yeah. Well, I pray that you are right.
We
all
too.
Do. So I'm looking at the last slide in your deck. It's got contact information. Is the gplarusso.it/eng/, is that the right URL for the conference, or is that just your private?
Okay. Yeah, that's my personal site.
Okay.
The right site for the conference is adworldexperience.it/en.
Okay. So there's an Italian version.
We also have a group on LinkedIn,
right.
and on Facebook, of course. If you say AdWorld Experience, you will find everything because it's quite a distinctive name.
Excellent. Well, I know some of the speakers, so I know the quality of the conference is high, and I trust that among the speakers that I don't know, that quality is high too. So I encourage listeners to check it out in any form that they can. So,
in fact, when you organized the event, I almost known
everyone. Right, that's nice.
So that was quite easy to for me to.
Right.
It was quite easy to for me to manage the.
Right.
And I also run a Be Weeklish YouTube edition of a sort of news commentary of PPC news, of course.
Right, right.
More or less every 2 weeks with some guests or without, just commenting me and someone else the most important things which came around the PPC sector.
And your Twitter handle is GIANPS, right?
Exactly.
GIANPS.
That's my personal profile.
Okay.
If you want to listen at the AdWord Experience one, you will find it on the site, but it is AdWEXP.
Right, got it. Hey, listen, Gianpaolo, this has been a pleasure. I'm really looking forward to the time that we can actually shake hands in person.
or
elbows, whatever parts of our bodies we want.
I hope we will able to shake our hands.
That's right.
Of course.
So thank you for joining us. We'll have you on again.
It was a pleasure for me and an honor also.
Good. And listeners, thanks for sticking with us for this wonderful episode of PPC Rockstars, and come on back next time.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.